Welcome to the Agency Fast Track X Success Podcast. I'm Lisa Parziel, and I will be your host for this episode. Now, I always ask my members to go ahead and let me know if they have any questions or something they want me to cover on the podcast. And this week, Lauren asked, how do you inspire your best contractors? And I thought that was an amazing question and a really good topic. So that's what we're going to talk about today. So the first thing is, let's talk about contractors and what they are. Well, first and foremost, remember, a contractor is somebody who doesn't necessarily work for you full time. They actually have their own business and they are contracting to you, but they might also be contracting to other companies. Now, the reason why that's important is because how you treat them and what you do with them will really dictate the type of relationship you have with your contractors. You see, many people that actually hire contractors treat them very poorly. And so I'm here to tell you, if you can treat your contractors with amazing, amazing respect and do them well, they will be your best resources. So Lauren asked, how do I inspire my best contractors? Well, there's two things in that question. Number one, best contractors. I like the way Lauren stated that, your best contractors, because let's be frank, not every contractor is going to be amazing. Not every contractor will work out. And some will just be mediocre, but you keep them on anyway. What you're really wanting to focus on are those best contractors, because those are going to be the contractors that bring you the most money. And remember, when you hire a contractor, you want that contractor to actually earn you a minimum of 3 or 4 times what you pay them. So if you're paying them $1,000 a month, that contractor should earn you $4,000 a month in revenue. So how do I inspire them? Well, it's pretty simple. I treat them like gold. I am always thankful. I am always telling them what I do appreciate and how much I like what they do. I point out often what they do well, because when I do have to point out what they don't do well, or I have to help them get better at what they do, it's not received as, oh, you're always just ragging on me or telling me how bad I am. Instead, it's actually the opposite. I'm always so complimentary and so good to them that the few times I do have to give them feedback, they almost feel like they have to do something in order to really get the benefit, right, of what I give them. Now, that comes to the second thing, the benefit of what I give them. I treat my contractors like gold in the way I pay them as well. Now, I'm not saying you should overpay your contractors, because depending on where they live, what their skill set is, or what they're doing for you, there's a wage that should be appropriate for that particular task or position. So let me give you an example. Let's say you hire a web developer, but all you want them to do is the base type of web development, maybe create WordPress sites, things like that. They're not getting into the back end of the PHP or doing anything custom with plugins. They're really just a front-end developer. Well, the industry, depending on what country you go to, really has standards of what people expect to be paid for those types of jobs. So let's pick an example, say India. If you go to India and you are trying to get a contractor in India, what you want to do is research to see what the going rate is. And for that level of job, it's typically in the $500 to $750 a month currently. So if you're going to hire contractors and you test them and you feel them out, and then you find one that's exceptional, you do not want to take a chance that they get paid higher from somebody else and leave you. So you're going to want to get them quickly into that $750 a month range. In fact, my best developer is already up to $1,000 a month. Now, that might seem high for India for a front-end developer, but I've spent 7 years invested in this contractor. This contractor knows exactly how our processes work and is really good and can easily churn out enough to justify that 3 to 4x of the salary I pay. And that's the indication, right? So you want to incentivize them to do a great job. You want to tell them that the better job you do and the less mistakes you have and the more the customers love us, the more I'm going to love you. And the more I love you, the more I'm going to pay you. I talk to people like that. I tell them those things. And so in terms of incentivizing them, I'm constantly, you know, giving them training, giving them feedback, positive and negative. I'm investing in them in training and skill sets. And I'm also, as they increase those skill sets, giving them more money, investing in them. Most of my contractors get a raise every single year. Sometimes it's good, sometimes it's not so good. It depends on the year, it depends on what's going on. But I always try to give them a little bit more. Why? Don't you want that? Don't you want to make more money each year? So do they. The second thing I do is I bonus them. So around Christmas time, we always give out bonuses, including our contractors. Why? Because everyone likes to know they're appreciated. They like that little extra. It doesn't have to be a ton of money, just a little extra. So Lauren, that's how I inspire my best contractors. I treat them like gold. I treat them well. And I literally give them the training, the tools. And then when they actually do what I ask them to do and they do up their game, then I up their pay. Thank you for listening to the Agency Fast Track podcast. Agency Fast Track X Success is a program that helps business owners fast track their agencies. We help you get on the fast track to success by helping you learn things that might be missing in your business or ramping up on the skill sets you might be missing. If you'd like to learn more about Agency Fast Track X Success program, go to agencyfasttrack.com.